BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Paris ushering in the new year at the Arc de Triomphe an hour ago, with other celebrations across Europe and Africa. Crowds are in the streets of capitals from Warsaw and Stockholm in the east to Brussels and Madrid, and London, where midnight has just struck. Earlier, in the United Arab Emirates, hundreds of drones were used in a spectacular light display. Revelers in China made the most of recently lifted COVID restrictions. As midnight struck on New Year's Eve in Ukraine, there were reports of more Russian missile explosions. The head of the Ukrainian armed forces said air defences had shot down 12 of 20 cruise missiles. President Zelensky, in an earlier defiant address, said his country would continue to fight until victory. He accused Moscow of following the devil with its attacks on civilians at Christmas and the New Year.
This war that you are waging, Russia, it is not with NATO, as your propagandists lie. It is not a historic battle. It is for one person to remain in power until the end of his life. And what will be left of you, Russian citizens, does not concern him. Your leader wants to show that he has the military behind him and that he is ahead. But he is just hiding. He hides behind the military, behind missiles, behind the walls of his residences and palaces. He hides behind you. He is burning your country and your future.
Ukraine and Russia have completed another large-scale prisoner exchange. Russia's defence ministry says 82 Russian captives were released. President Zelensky's chief of staff said 140 Ukrainians, including soldiers and other members of the security forces, were returned home. President Biden is among world leaders who've paid tribute to Pope Benedict XVI, who died on New Year's Eve at the age of 95. Pope Benedict will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican from Monday. His funeral will take place on Thursday, with Pope Francis leading the service. Aline McBull has this assessment.
With the death of Pope Benedict XVI, the Catholic world has lost an unrivalled receptacle of theological knowledge, intellectualism and lived experience. While little has changed in terms of doctrinal discussion at the Vatican in the nearly 10 years since he stepped down, what has changed is the spirit of the papacy. Pope Benedict's successor is widely regarded to have a more pastoral approach, and his appointments of cardinals show a clear shift towards Asia and Latin America. In these years, though he hasn't necessarily courted it, the Pope Emeritus became something of a lightning rod for some opposed to the new Pope.
World News from the BBC. Thousands of Palestinians gathered in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip to celebrate with their political rivals Fatah on Saturday. Crowds turned out in Al-Katiba Square in Gaza City with yellow flags and pictures of Palestinian leaders for the 58th anniversary of the party founded by Yasser Arafat. Fatah rallies and events have been rare since the militant Islamist group Hamas took control of the region in 2007. The Islamic State group said it carried out an attack on Friday at a checkpoint in the Egyptian city of Ismailia, in which three policemen were killed. It was the first such attack on the Egyptian mainland for 3 years, though there have been continuing clashes in the nearby Sinai Peninsula. Croatia is beginning the new year with a new currency, ditching its own money, the kuna, and adopting the euro. Here's our Balkans correspondent Guy Deloni.
Croatia's New Year celebrations kicked off with a cash withdrawal. The country's finance minister, Marko Primorac, became the first customer in the country to receive euros from a cash machine. From now on, it'll be the only option. Croatia committed to adopting the euro when it became the newest member of the European Union in 2013. Nationalist parties attempted to prevent the demise of Croatia's own currency, the kuna. They wanted a referendum, but the Constitutional Court ruled that a pre-accession poll on EU membership covered the change of currency as well.
Czechs and Slovaks are marking the 30th anniversary of the dissolution of Czechoslovakia into two independent states. What's known as the Velvet Divorce is held up as a rare example of two nations going their separate ways without a single life being lost. Czechoslovakia was formed after the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, subjected to Nazi occupation and communist dictatorship, then separated barely 3 years after the return of democracy.